Moncrief on News Talk.
Shanghai, apart from being a huge metropolis, also sits on a particularly flat piece of ground. So to break up the view, they've built a couple of mountains there. The architecture critic for The Guardian, Oliver Wainwright, has been to see them. Afternoon, Oliver.
Hey, how you doing?
So they are a couple of mountains, but it's actually to hide a multi-story car park.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very surreal sight. I mean, when I was in Shanghai a few months ago, I saw on the horizon these kind of two twin mounds and assumed they were like slag heaps or landfill sites or something. But yeah, as you say, it's a gigantic multi-story car park that's been disguised as two kind of what they call the twin hills rising to about 50 meters. So pretty substantial. It's like a kind of pair of 15-story buildings now on the skyline in the shape of mountain peaks.
Are the car parks inside the mountains, or are they below ground and they just position?
No, they're literally inside. So the original plan, it used to be an industrial site, and the landscape architects had this idea of kind of scraping up all the polluted soil into a great big mound, and that would be the hill. And they did some tests and realized that the land was too swampy to do that. The land, you know, the mountain would have been a very kind of pathetic little mound. So the Chinese developers decided to take it literally and build a kind of steel and concrete frame to make the mountain. And I think as an afterthought of like, well, what could we put inside? It's now become a multi-story car park. Yeah, pretty unexpected.
So obviously a multi-story car park, we know what that's used for. Are people using the mountains as a resource now?
Yeah, it opened a couple of weeks ago, actually in the middle of, I think, the most severe typhoon that's ever hit Shanghai. So it wasn't ideal weather to open a brand new park. But I think about 1,000 people still turned out on the opening day to kind of brave the torrential rain and try and scale these peaks. And there's quite a lot of excitement locally, I think partly because the reason it was done was to try and improve the city's feng shui. So there's a thing in China where having a view of a mountain, and particularly one that can be reflected in water, there's a big reflecting pool in front of this hill, brings kind of good luck and prosperity. So that's part of the reason that it's been done, to try and kind of improve the fortunes of the city. So some people are excited. A lot of people are critical as well, because it's cost a hell of a lot. It's about the equivalent of £225 million to build this folly, and that's all taxpayers' money. So not everyone's happy.
Ah, right, taxpayers' money. If they'd done it in Ireland, it would have cost 17 billion. So they can take comfort in that. I looked at pictures of them. They don't look particularly mountainous. Or is that
That's another thing. Yeah, that people have been ridiculing them a bit on Chinese social media, you know, saying things like, make sure you bring your oxygen tank and take altitude sickness pills before you attempt scaling these things. I mean, they're not, you know, as mountains go, they're not particularly high, kind of, I think, rising to 48 meters at the max. But as a piece of kind of artificial landscaping, I don't think anything's been done on that scale before.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, it's not the first artificial mountains in Shanghai. You might think this is a kind of one-off, but there was an apartment building built in the early 2000s with this gigantic kind of cliff face stuck on the outside of it. Again, trying to kind of disguise the tower block as a piece of, you know, natural topography. And it's a kind of fiberglass, you know, it's a bit like a ride from Disneyland. It's this massive fiberglass cliff that's essentially bolted onto the side of a regular apartment block, and that was also done for feng shui reasons, to try and make the site a bit more kind of auspicious and bring good luck to the residents of that tower.
And do they look like, if you didn't know and you saw them, would you think, oh, they're real mountains? Or do they kind of look...
The apartment block one is pretty convincing, and until you see these kind of mirror glass windows poking out of the side of the cliff. But it's been done pretty well. And in fact, the Shanghai Mountaineering Association actually tried to climb them. They thought, well, this is better than any cliff face that we've got locally. So they applied for a permit to scale the building, which was sadly denied by the property management company.
Okay,
But yeah, pretty convincing.
Yes. And the ones over the multi-story car park, do they look like real mountains?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that's even more realistic. They've been planted with, I think, 7,000 trees, and they've even got little streams flowing down the mountains, which culminate in a gigantic waterfall. So, I mean, when you're on them, there's no way of telling that you're on a gigantic concrete and steel car park. So yeah, no, when they put their mind to it, you know, these Chinese cities are pretty good at kind of terraforming and conjuring new landscapes.
And also, I mean, apart from the feng shui aspect of it, you know, this is there's an environment, or at least in the brand of it looks like it's environmental.
That's the thing. You know, they're claiming it's a great green initiative, planting 7,000 trees and having this new landscape. But obviously, you know, it's made of 30,000 tons of steel and concrete, which will have emitted gigantic amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere during its production. You know, I think it would take probably a couple of hundred years for the trees to absorb that amount of CO2. So yeah, it's, environmentally, it's a bit of a disaster. But yeah, dressed up as a green project, as these things often are.
Yeah, one takes it there's a large degree of cynicism among ordinary Shanghai residents towards this. Is it one of those things where it's positioned, it just by pure happenstance happens to give a fantastic view to, you know, various senior party members and that kind of thing?
That's what some local people told me. I mean, obviously no one was willing to go on the record and say that publicly. But yeah, those are the rumours that essentially the views from the homes of the senior party officials, which are kind of across the other side of the river, you know, they've basically done this project to improve their own view and probably improve their own feng shui because they can now see a mountain from their living rooms. So that does seem to be the kind of unspoken criticism of the project. But yeah, obviously, given that it's China, very few people are willing to say these things publicly.
No, of course not. Yeah. No. And but is it the case that there's kind of a motorway there? So now it looks like the motorway was built after the mountain, but actually the mountain was built after the motorway.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really funny sequence of events. So the original design, it's actually the work of a French landscape architect of practice. And that was the story they kind of told in their competition winning entry, which was, you know, we were looking at maps of Shanghai and we saw that this highway makes a kind of funny S-shaped curve as it goes around this particular part of the city. So we thought, you know, what if there had been a mountain there, which was the reason that the motorway had to make this curve. And so yeah, then that was the kind of justification for building this mountain, partly that the road was having to divert around it. So yeah, a kind of poetic myth behind the project.
Oliver, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Oliver Wainwright there, the architecture critic for The Guardian.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.